Day 175 of hashtag 365. I'm home after a weekend of excess. My stomach is so full, I can't even begin to tell you. I reckon I've eaten... I've probably consumed at least 10,000 calories a day for the past few days, when you count all the alcohol and all the different food. Rich food as well, you know, not salads and stuff. I mean, like steak, hunks of meat, burgers. We had a massive, what's it called? Rib of beef. Had a rib of beef. It was massive, massive pile of slaw, chips, mac and cheese. We've had such a great time. Oh, God. But you know what? It's the end of the week, and I can't hide from it as much as I really want to. It's time for a weigh-in.
It's time for the weigh-in.
Oh, my God. Last week, I just narrowly missed out on 17 stone. I was 16, 13, and I had the fear that I was going to hit 17 stone. If I'm honest with myself, I believe that I am at least 17 stone without even standing on the scales. I know it. I know it in my heart of hearts, as I said yesterday. But I can't hide from it. This is the whole point of this journey, these weekly weigh-ins. There's nothing like the check and the balance of a weigh-in to show you how you've been, whether you've been on track or not. And I know that this week I've not been on track. The last few days have been probably the most excessive out of all of the whole time. This whole year, probably the most excessive week or the excessive few days of the whole year, if I'm totally honest with myself. So much food. Just so much food. Oh my goodness. Food on top of food on top of food. Right, let's stand on these scales and see what the damage is, and then I can make a plan from there. Here we go. Let's get up on my chair. All right, let's do this. Oh, man. Oh, God. First reading says 17 stone 1. Let's go again. Here we go. Yeah, 17 stone 1. 17 stone 1. What a disaster. Seeing that 17 stone at the front of my weight again, it's just not a good feeling at all. Really, really not a good feeling. It's so frustrating because, like I mentioned the other day, this, I always do this when it comes to weight loss. I always get to this point, and I don't know whether I freak myself out or I'm scared of success, or I don't know if I kind of know what life's going to be like as someone who's not overweight. Maybe I'm like nervous that it's in some way intrinsically linked to my personality or something. I don't know. Stupid things that go through your mind, but I need to break through this bit, this, like, basically 16 stone 8 through to 17 stone is there's like some sort of mental thing there, like a proper wall that I need to punch through. That I've never been able to punch through since the day that I went over that weight, 16 stone 8. I've never got back under it. And maybe it just feels like an insurmountable challenge. You know how marathon runners talk about hitting that wall? Maybe it feels like it's almost like my nemesis, and I just need to somehow smash through it. And I'm going to smash through it. I've got to smash through it because I've got my goal, as you know, for the end of this year. And I'm going to meet that goal. I know it doesn't seem like it at the moment, but I'm going to meet that goal. And I've referred to it loads recently as this kind of period of excess, this kind of disrupted period. And it has been a disrupted period. I'm not making excuses. I could have gone through this disrupted period and not let it completely derail me like I have. You know, easily. I didn't. I let my chimp take control. I went for the ride. And I enjoyed the ride. But now it's time to be a bit more grown up about things. Now, I've committed to this 365-day journey. I've committed to it. I've talked to you about it. I've talked to my wife about it, my family. You know, there are people that are rooting for me. And more importantly, I'm rooting for myself. Like, I want to do this. And if that means that over the course of the year, I either have got to avoid putting myself in situations where it's going to cause massive disruption, or I just have to be much more militant with myself when I enter those periods. I don't know. Either way, I just have to do it. What I do know as well is that next week, the end of next week, I've got another weigh-in, of course. The day after that weigh-in, it will be halfway through this 365-day journey. And at the moment, I've only lost a stone and 9 pounds. And there's like so much more to lose. So I've kind of got a real mountain to climb now. And I'm just trying to let that sink into my brain. I've made this challenge so much harder for myself by not being consistent and not allowing that weight to come off consistently. So what I've got to do is I've really got to revisit the things that I've learned. I think I've been, you know, one of the things I like about this podcast is it's, you know, it's authentic. Like, what you see is what you get. I haven't really planned anything for this. All I knew is that I was going to do a podcast every day. Didn't really know what I was going to say, how much of that content would be kind of stuff that I've learned, realizations, comment, you know, psychological theory, and how much of it was just going to be like checking in and me messing things up and having a laugh or whatever. I never really planned any of it. And I think part of doing a podcast every day, you know, you do get concerns that you might be repetitious and you might repeat yourself quite a lot. But I'm actually starting to believe that some of the principles that I've laid out are so important that I need to have them front of my mind all the time. And if you're on this journey too, I think maybe perhaps you need to have them at the front of your mind all the time. It's not good enough to just say them once on like one day and then not like revisit it. I'm starting to think, especially with things like the realizations, I'm starting to think that those kind of elements that will underpin significant change need to be talked about again and again. I need to remind myself of them all the time, keep them top of mind so that I'm able to keep my chimp in check, so that I'm able to learn from the things that, the experiences that we're talking about here. So what I'm going to do, I'm so annoyed that I've hit 17 stone again. It's just so frustrating. What I'm going to do tomorrow, and in fact all this week, is I'm going to look at the big realizations that I've had so far. So calorie creep wants to ruin your day. That was the first one. Two, that food is not my friend. Three, that being hungry is actually okay, within certain parameters, of course. Number four was that I eat so fast. I laugh because I remember when I realized that, I slowed my eating right down, but I'd sort of forgotten that that was one of my realizations in my eating. Think about it, my eating sped back up again. So again, just so important to have this stuff at the front of my mind. Five, that Paul McKenna thing, eat when you're actually hungry. The hunger scale. Again, I've not had that at the front of my mind. I've been eating just for the sake of it. And six, the importance of routine. I mean, that is very much at the front of my mind because, well, it's been a complete disaster, isn't it, over the past few weeks. Absolute unmitigated disaster. Like I say that, I'm not going to beat myself up. This has been a period of disruption. I'm through it now. Tomorrow is a new day. I've learnt from it. What I've learnt is that I need these principles front of my mind all the time. If that means revisiting them every week, I'm not going to be concerned about being repetitious. I'm not going to be concerned about that because I think it's what I need. And I need to be self-absorbed with this process because at 17 stone one, 15, 16, 17, 3 stone. I've got 3 stone and a pound to lose in 6 months. It's time to stop messing about.